Okay, we are back. We have Michael Zimajewski on the phone with us. He is the president of Mr. David's. And Michael, it's great to have you with us.
Thank you, David.
Let me ask you a little bit about the Mr. David's organization. I know it's grown pretty dramatically over the years. Talk about that growth.
It really started from working out. It grew up in, I'm the youngest of the three brothers. My older brother, David and Leonard, actually started the business in 1972. Really started working out of a van in the family garage. They grew it from really choosing to want to be the very best at what they actually did. Over the years, started growing and building a clientele based on that desire of really wanting to be the best. Nobody at the time ever wanted to be the biggest, which, we never really paid close attention to. We really paid attention to what the best actually meant to be, and to us it meant quality. What was true quality, and that's really what the business is actually built on. But today we have a lot of people talking to us about what that would look like. What would it mean to actually bring it to their individual city? Sometimes in the way of customers, some general contractors have brought us around. But we've also had people in the industry that have asked us. I mean, the industry as a whole generally subcontracts out a lot of our labor. To my knowledge, we are the largest self-performing flooring contractor in the U.S.
That's interesting. Now you are solely commercial. Would that be correct?
Yes, we are 100% commercial.
I've got you. It would almost seem like in this environment where so many people are really hurting to have installation services done, growth into new cities would seem to me a good time to grow, given the situation with the installer shortage.
I think we all probably fully agree with you. It's based on having your own labor and having a good relationship with labor as far as what's actually out there, and a full dedication to it. Some companies also have one foot in, one foot out. We don't believe in that mentality at all. We are 100% believe in the hourly labor, using union labor to actually grow. And truthfully, it's the foundation of what we're actually doing.
Now, that means you are affiliated with Install, a union-based organization. Was that, did you start with union installers?
In 1972, the company was not a union company, but within a couple of years, we had signed a contract with the union and started to understand what the union actually stood for, and becoming more involved with it.